All righty, Tito coming down in 3, 2, and 1. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. Well, the Indians get their third consecutive complete game effort. Had not done that in 21 years. Carlos Carrasco with a gem last night. I think that also says something a little bit, doesn't it, Terry, how the game has changed. It's 21 years since the Indians have had three straight complete games, 5 years since anybody in the big leagues had done that.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? It's nice, though, because obviously when guys are throwing complete games, you got to figure you got a pretty good chance to win. Or, you know, the other day, Trevor gave up the run late. So that's good news just to start. One, you know, our bullpen was really had a chance of getting tired. Now, all of a sudden, we're looking for ways to get them in games, which is really good. Because when the season's all said and done, those guys down there will be glad they had the days off. I mean, they're itching to pitch right now, but those 3 days will be good for them.
How about Carlos Carrasco? I don't know if he was as good as he was in St. Pete, but boy, he was awfully close to it, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. I mean, the first inning, he gives up an infield hit and a double to Reddick, who has really had his way with him. He threw a breaking ball kind of down into his swing. Other than that, man, he just didn't, you know, he kind of went right through him. And that was nice to see. When you can be in a two-run game and not really worried about getting your bullpen up until the ninth inning, that says something.
Well, it can't be that easy, can it, Terry? Whether there was a whole lot of validity to it or not, his name was sure mentioned an awful lot over the last week in regards to teams trying to get him from the Indians.
And I think things bother people or faze people more than others. And we were worried about Carlos because he does think about those things. And we talked to him and said, hey, man, just pitch. You know, shoot, man, the fact that people were asking about you, they were asking about everybody. That's the way our game is now. But he wasn't going to go anywhere. It would have taken something that teams weren't going to do, you know. And so we told him that. And to his credit, he blocked it out and went out and pitched.
Well, you have always said, when you have enough pitching, go get more. And I don't know, do you ever feel like you've got enough?
No, the hard thing is trying to balance that. You know, it's easy to say, well, go get more. But you have to, like right now, you know, we have Josh Tomlin, who we think at some point is ready to help us. But it's hard because you got a guy parked in AAA. You know, you try to keep Markham, but, you know, those guys want to go somewhere where they can pitch too. So it's a really tough balancing act. So you want to have maybe some younger guys that are close, like a Cody Anderson, who really helped us, and then maybe another veteran that, for whatever reason, you have there. So if something does happen, it doesn't derail your starting rotation.
Today, maybe a surprise, San Diego acquires Mark Zepchinski. The Indians get a AAA outfielder.
Yeah, it was interesting because towards the end of the deadline, Derek Falvey had texted me and said, I think we're done. And, you know, you can go about your day because we had Jerry Sands coming. And 2 minutes later, he was like, hang on, we're gonna talk to Zep. So and it was interesting because Zep was so gracious. He hung around and I watched him hug all his teammates, and he didn't seem that much of in a hurry to leave. And it really kind of hit me. He's, you know, we get so attached to these guys, and to watch him saying goodbye to everybody was pretty touching.
What about Jerry Sands? We've seen him a couple of times. You and I talked about this on the show last night. Is he one guy you want to learn a little bit more about?
Yeah, we do. And the reason being is from what we've learned so far, we really like. And we've tried, and I explained to Jerry today, we've tried to manipulate this where when we called him up, he can stay. Because, you know, you get in a situation where with the trade deadline, and if we would have acquired multiple guys, he doesn't have any options left, and we don't want to lose him. So we waited until we thought he could keep him, and he understood that, and now he's going to get his chance.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Tribe and A's coming up on the Indians Radio Network. Are you glad?